Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
Spiders bring us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's from the Wayback Machine. That's what my kids say about me. And I'm from the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our good friend, longtime 15-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of A Brand New World, The Business of Belief, A Little Less Conversation, Opportunity Screen. You're starting to get the picture. Very, very important books, very intellectual books that will teach you a lot about yourself, a lot about other people, and really help you take your business to the next level. I encourage you to find all the things that Tom does and subscribe to his work. The Business of Belief.com, is that right, Tom? I said it right?
Yep, the Business of Belief.com.
That's the website, right? So check it out, folks. You'll thank me later for introducing you to Tom. Hey, Tom, I had a mentor one time who said to me, make lots of decisions. He said, make lots of decisions. He says, you know, every day, dozens of decisions. Don't cluck over this or that and wait till it, you know, becomes a big thing. He said, make lots of decisions. If you do that, you make more small ones. And when you make mistakes, which you inevitably will, those mistakes will be smaller. But he said the key to success was to start out fundamentally to make lots of decisions. Even if you don't have all the information, make a decision.
Well, you can't get all the information. This is the thing people don't understand about information today. By the time you and I end this conversation, the information that was out there when we started has changed.
That's right.
It's like trying to pick up water in the river. It's moving all the time. It's new water every time you put your bucket in. So
yep.
You can't wait and say, I'll get it all figured out. You can't figure it out. It's changing too often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the point is pick up the signals when the signal comes your way and do something with it, especially if it has something to do with your customer. Look, I'll give you a perfect example of something that could have changed an entire business in one day, but people didn't want to deal with it. I have a part that broke in my air conditioning unit in my office. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try to fix this thing. So I go online, I type in the model number and what the part is. It pops up, and I see this branded website. I won't tell you who the company is, but because they have a quote-unquote brand, I felt comfortable buying this part from them.
Right.
That's
what brands are for.
Right. $4.95. So I order the part. It says if you want it in 3 days or whatever, pay and then another $14 shipping. I said, I was upset, but I said, fine. I need this air conditioning to be working. So I paid, $20. The part shows up. It's the wrong part.
Oh, no.
So this is where it gets fun.
They shipped the wrong part, or you ordered the wrong part?
Nope. They actually picked and put the wrong part. It had the right label on the bag.
Oh, I
but
see.
The wrong thing in the bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I call back up. I say, listen, you sent me the wrong part. Oh, we're so sorry, sir. You want us to send you another one? I said, another one what? Another one of the wrong part? He says, you don't want us to ship you another one? I said, are you okay out there? I want the right part. I know, this sounds like a comedy act. The woman says to me, okay, sir, would you like us to do an investigation? I said,
oh, my goodness.
I don't want you to do anything. I want you to send me the right part. Well, if you want, we'll do an investigation. That takes 3 days. I said, or what? Get the wrong part? He said, you want us to do an investigation? Jim, this was...
Oh,
this
my
was
goodness.
Like,
who's on...
Like,
did you ever find out who's on second?
Exactly. All right, so listen. They do the investigation. It takes like 3 or 4 days. So a week has gone by with my air conditioner broken. I get an email from the people that do the investigation. It says the manufacturer doesn't have that part. They're going to order another part. If you have any if you need any more information, call this 800 number. I pick up the phone. I call the 800 number. This woman answers. I said, listen, when am I getting my part? I just got some random information from your people at the parts place. She says, we don't have access to that information on
Unbelievable.
Our computer. Jim, do you understand that I said to this woman on the phone, what I want you to do is get a manager, get on the telephone, find me my part, and get it to me.
Yeah.
You know they couldn't do that?
I believe
it. If they had taken it seriously, they could have fixed all of these computer problems.
Mm-hmm.
They could have fixed the company.
That's right. But that's right. But that's the problem. And if you hadn't told me it was a department store thing, I would have thought you were talking to AT&T.
No.
Because that sounds exactly like the kind of conversation you have with AT&T.
No, exactly. Or, you know, or Comcast.
Pick one, right?
Right.
It's amazing.
But, Jim, but you want to know why these businesses are in trouble? All businesses are in trouble? Because then I got so upset while I was talking with her, I Googled the cart number again. And I found it on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And I clicked buy, and it said, well, it'll be there in 2 days.
And
so
it was.
I said to her, cancel my order.
Yeah. Yep. That's the future. That's the future of business. And small businesses have opportunities in there, too, Tom. Tom, give us the website quickly one more time.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Yeah, everybody was nodding their head because they've had those phone calls, Tom. Thanks for being here. Thanks for teaching us some stuff today. Good. Talk to you next time. Tom Asacker. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.